Watch your mouth.
You know what? Last night, I don't know if any of you noticed it, but how faithful and true the Word of God is. We were showing the presentation, and each one of those families that come up, or the church and the congregation, said, "Oh my, such a sweet bunch. Them are really nice. That looks like a really devoted bunch of people." And our picture came up, and you guys laughed. You remember that? Huh? A prophet is not received in his own country. I tell you what, I gotta bring my hammer. Would you do something for me this morning? Everyone that's on the mission field, the missionary, the wife, the children, on the mission field at this time, would you stand up?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Where we have four? We have four families. Stay standing. We have four. Stay standing. We have four families, and your family, five, that are not with us at this time. Would everyone that was a missionary, a single missionary, a child of a missionary on the mission field, would you stand up?
Amen.
And that's a fraction. That's a fraction. The work you saw, thank you. The work we saw last night is the outpouring of these ones that went down and carried that gospel, the power of Jesus Christ to save, through men and women, just willing to go. Got a couple long-winded preachers, so let's get with it. If you would, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18, 19 and 20. "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us to the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed us unto the word of reconciliation. Amen. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God."
Amen.
I'd like to talk to you first of all about the ambassadorship. That's a real coveted position in our government, especially if you get sent to some exotic Caribbean country island, and you get a house and all your expenses paid to be in a vacation land. I think about some places where it was real big responsibilities. I think about the ambassadorship to England or to Russia during World War II. That's been a big responsibility. And I think about the ambassadorship today to China. I can't imagine what's going on there when you're trying to force them for human rights and ask them for another $1 trillion, you know. It's got to be tricky. And then all the trade going on, it's all being handled through an ambassador. And as important as that may be to our country, the Christian ambassadorship outshines that by a mile. At the best you're going to do is make peace for a little while through a whole bunch of shady deals, usually, where we have the, as ambassadors, the opportunity and responsibility and the power in our hands to reconcile people to God.
Amen.
That's an ambassadorship that is not matched by any other thing on this earth. We're talking about the eternity of souls. We're talking about changing the way people think and do because they want to. I was thinking about the tools that our ambassadors in this country have. They have diplomacy. Diplomacy is another word for compromise. I'll give you a little, you give me a little, nobody's got all that they want, and we'll get along like this to try to prevent a war until what I want is more important. God doesn't compromise. There's not a whole lot of diplomacy in the book. He says, "I am, and this is the way it is, and I demand, and that's it.
Amen.
You know, as an ambassador for Him, we have a standing that the human ambassador doesn't have. We have a standing with God who's already won the battle. The future has been foretold. And we can stand boldly with the truth and the knowledge as ambassadors to God Almighty. I would not want to be an ambassador to our government right now.
Right.
It's kind of wishy-washy. They send you out on the deal, and before you get there, they've changed their mind. And you're in the middle of negotiations, and now the rules have changed. And you got to save face for yourself and the nation, and you don't have to do that with God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
The tool that our ambassadors in this country have are economic. It's called payola. I'll buy you off. I'll buy your alliance. You don't buy an ally. You buy a mercenary. Who's for sale for the next guy? That's what I talked about the other night, that we don't give economic bait to bring people to the Lord. We don't want them confused that by joining to this Christianity, I'm better off financially. Because you just bought some mercenaries. They're there until the next guy comes along that offers a little bit better opportunity. And we don't do that. We don't have that as a hindrance to us. Our government puts up blockades and restrictions and stop your trade. They freeze your assets. We don't have to get involved in all that. We present the Word of God freely. This is what God says, and He does not compromise it. And then, of course, there's a resort to war. We don't have to go to war. The war's been won.
Amen.
We're there as a representative. Some of the things that I thought about, what are the characteristics that we should have as an ambassador? We're not there to represent ourselves.
Amen.
As I said the other night, the ambassador of God has no independent creative thought. He's there to represent the message he was given.
That's true.
We had a time in our history, about the time I was born, I read quite a bit of history on it, that we had a general in Korea that had his own way of thought. And your politics might agreed with what he wanted to do, but he was against the commander-in-chief. Right or wrong, his theology, his politics, he went against the commander-in-chief and he was fired. We have a commander-in-chief, the Lord God Almighty, that gave us a set of instructions, and they're not to be tampered
Amen.
With.
Amen.
We're there to represent Him. We're there to be His man in that place to present His message, not ours. That would explain maybe why there's so many different Christian theologies, so many different denominations. They went out representing the Lord Jesus Christ and ended up representing themselves, and then you got all these different factions. We've had several divisions in Mexico. I can't think, and I do not know of any one division that was over doctrine. It's always a different opinion of something that has nothing to do. It has to do with I don't like you or you don't like me. It's all opinion and divides the church. Another thing, an ambassador has to go. You don't appoint an ambassador to Russia and he sits in Washington, D.C.
Right.
You have to get mobile. If you be an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to go to them. It may be to the bedroom next door to your children, or it may be across the street, or it may be around the world, but you take it to them. You have to be present where the message needs to be sent. And so many times, people don't go. The Lord has touched your heart. He says, I got a job for you. No, I like staying home. Well, home's a nice place. There's people here that have left behind their parents, left behind their own children. They've left behind their grandparents. I think that's probably one of the hardest things The grandparents have raised you up and they watched you mature, and now you have your family, and they just want to have them little grandchildren all around them, and suddenly they're living so far away you never see them. Got to be tough, isn't it, Mima? But you got to go. And you can't be silent.
Amen.
Ambassador, would you send an ambassador for this country that's a mute? I can't talk. He's someone that can speak. And the Bible says we have to speak boldly as we ought. We are to take the message to them and speak it boldly. And there's another thing. Our purpose is reconciliation.
Amen.
Reconciliation is not compromise.
Amen.
Reconciliation comes down to two terms. I'm wrong and he's right. Confession, we call it confession and repentance. We need to preach a message that tells people, you're wrong. God says, you're wrong. Until they say, you're right. And they want to be right. I want to be right with God.
Amen.
That's salvation. That's saying, God, I surrender. I admit I'm the sinner. I'm at fault.
Amen.
Every peace that has ever been made is submission peace. Even in the Civil War, took the South and forced them through fear, through destruction. Did any of them say, you know what, I think slavery's wrong? No, I don't want to fight no more. We don't want people that just don't want to fight God no more. We want people that say, I'm reconciled to Him. I know He's right.
Amen.
And that's why you end up with a group of people that don't need money, that don't need the gringos providing things. You got a group of people that are willing to give up their lives because God's right. And I want to do what God wants me to do. Reconciled with God. That's the only reason we are ambassadors. To reconcile people to God. Look for you in Philippians 2:20. This, I believe, is the testimony that we should have as true ambassadors. Philippians 2:20. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of Him, that as a son with the Father, He has served with me in the gospel.
Amen.
Don't have my own will. God, what you want done. There's a lot of times we've done things that just really looks pretty foolish. Some things that just, I don't see how this is going to be. But yet, Lord, that's what you want done.
Amen.
We don't have that opinion that we're smarter than God. And when we do, we're in for big trouble, don't we? When we think, God, I can do this better, this isn't quite the way that I think we ought to do this, you're stepping out of God's will. And you're that ambassador that's pushing his own agenda. Been a lot of ambassadors sent out that get pushed aside. Been a lot of ambassadors that have went out and God has pushed them aside and they don't see a lot of fruit or their ministries have floundered. It's God's way. Every time, all the way. Reconciliation. God, I'm wrong. God, you're right. That's our message. And praise the Lord. We've seen many accept that. And I hope that's a blessing to you.
Amen.